It's Friday, January 13th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors USA released their 2017 World Watch List, which ranks the top 50 most dangerous countries for Christians to live. The group noted that 2016 was the worst year of persecution on record, with a shocking 215 million Christians experiencing high levels of persecution for their faith. Worse yet, over 90,000 Christians were killed in 2016. That's one death every 6 minutes. The top 10 worst offenders were North Korea, Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, and Eritrea. The Worldview spoke with Kristen Wright of Open Doors, who explained how they document the problem.
Open Doors examines the degree of freedom that a Christian has to live out their faith in five spheres of life, and that would include family, private life, community, national, and church. Plus, we also add in a sixth category on the degree of violence that Christians face. And so points are given for each incident of persecution that happens.
Not surprisingly, Islamic extremism is a major driver of persecution in 35 of the 50 countries which threaten Christians. Despite how dire things look, Wright has hope.
Open Doors is urging the Trump administration to take this issue very seriously. There is a role of the ambassador at large for international religious freedom within the U.S. State Department. The person who is in this role is effectively leaving on January 20th unless action is taken to allow him to stay past that date. That's a very practical recommendation that Open Doors is urging the Trump administration to take action on. Under the Obama administration, the role of ambassador at large for international religious freedom was actually left vacant for 27 months. We want to make absolutely certain that this administration takes this issue seriously and doesn't allow for the vacancy to last that long. We want to make sure that someone is appointed and that they're appointed within the first 100 days of the new administration.
Wright explained to The Worldview that Open Doors strives to help our brothers and sisters in Christ holistically.
We're not just looking to meet practical needs, although those are very important, but we're also addressing spiritual needs, emotional needs, psychological needs. Trauma counseling has become a huge part of Open Doors' work in countries like Syria and Iraq and in surrounding countries.
Trump's nomination for Defense Secretary, James Mattis, told the Senate committee considering cabinet appointees he has, quote, no plans to oppose women serving in any aspect of our military, unquote. And when asked about homosexuals in the military, he said, quote, I don't care who people go to bed with, unquote. Plus, Mattis spoke out for a stronger military, a stronger NATO, and a stronger military presence in the Baltics as a deterrent to Russia. He said, quote, Moscow raises grave concerns on several fronts, unquote. Congressman Mike Pompeo also attended confirmation hearings for his nomination as CIA director, where he spoke emphatically against torture of prisoners by waterboarding. Pompeo is a pro-life evangelical Christian who says, quote, Jesus Christ is our Savior and the only solution for our world, unquote. The South Carolina church shooter, Dylan Roof, received final admonitions from the victim's families before he was officially sentenced to death. One father of a victim told him, quote, your creator is coming for you, unquote. Rose Simmons, daughter of the pastor killed in the attack, told Roof, quote, I grieve for you because your heart refuses to recognize and yield to this great power of forgiveness. I pray that one day, when you meet Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he will also extend to you his hand, unquote. A number of the victim's family members offered their forgiveness during the sentencing. The message to Roof is the message for all of us. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. The Transportation Security